Now, language self-study, you know, I've compiled a list of things that I would advise students to use. I'm sure Joan and Norma can also offer other titles. Don't worry about writing these down because I have them on a paper I'm going to give all to all of you in a minute. This book, Ewing's, is, I think, the new advanced grammar in use with answers. Always go for with answers. Because, you know, these are self-study. You do the work and then you check the answers. Don't check the answers first and then do the work. That doesn't work, okay? Always do the work first and then check the answers. This is a slightly lower level book, but again, yeah, it's good with answers. I'm a great believer in using a good dictionary. Having a good paper dictionary. For two reasons. Firstly, a good paper dictionary, obviously, three reasons actually. It gives you definitions and a range of definitions. But you think, well, you can get that in an electronic dictionary. But it also helps you to pronounce words. You can self-teach it. Once you've learned the phonemic alphabet, which most of you have been studying in class and becoming familiar with, you know, you look at a new word, you use your dictionary, you know how to pronounce it. You don't have to go and ask the teacher or find an English person to tell you how to pronounce it. Okay? Don't forget to use the dictionary like that. And also, very importantly, for the dictionary like Macmillan, it gives you word frequency. In other words, is it high frequency? Is it a common word which is used by a lot of people, English-speaking people, native speakers? Or is it low frequency? And that can be an important thing for you to decide whether to learn this word or not, whether that's a useful word for me to learn. If it's high frequency, obviously it is. If it's low frequency, maybe not. It depends on what you're studying, what your needs are. You're mature enough to make that decision. So don't forget to make use of self-study guides and dictionaries. I'm now coming to the end of my talk. And it's a good opportunity for me to talk to you today because actually I won't be here on Friday, which is the last day of your pre-sessional course. So I won't be able to talk to you after the end of the conference. Ros Richards, the director of CALS, will be talking to you. So I'm going to wish you good luck on your future studies. A lot of you I'm going to be seeing around because you're going to be doing Block 2 or you're going on to the Foundation Program. And one or two of you might even go on to Block 4, which I will be directing later in the summer. Okay? I'm also going to tell you, don't forget your teachers and friends in CALS. And I mean, your friends are your fellow students, these people here, yeah? You'll see each other around the campus, and I'm sure you've developed a good bond between yourselves already. Talk to your teachers when you see them. Joan and Norma, myself, we're here all the year round. We're always happy to speak to you again. After a while, Joan won't do this, Norma won't do this, but after a while, I will forget your name sometimes. I will always remember your face. I'm very good with faces. I never forget them. I always know that I know somebody, but I'm not good at remembering names. So if I start talking to you and I haven't said your name after 3 or 4 minutes, you can say what your name is, just to remind me. Okay. And do come back and see us sometime, anytime.